Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer from Triple M Breakfast. This is our podcast for Tuesday, the 15th of June.
And how comfortable do you reckon Warriors legend Bailey Sirenen was sitting between us and the mother trucker?
I think he thought you looked like Ivan Milat.
I think you're a bit close to him.
As well as that, Trevor Long, our techspert, called us about all things technical.
And Paddy has been, you might be able to hear it in his voice, he's been pushing out push-ups. 600 an hour for 3 hours was the target.
I've got to drop it and do another 50 now.
Triple M's Mother Trucker.
Well, you wouldn't believe it. We've ended up here at the Haven, Terrigal.
Some days you just get lucky, Bailey.
Yeah, looks like it, yeah.
And we've picked up Bailey Sirenen from the New Zealand Central Coast Warriors. Hey, mate.
How you going?
Bailey, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, outstanding. Yeah, really enjoying this.
Hey, are the guys really looking forward, and how much are they looking forward to going back to New Zealand when you guys get to play that game over in New Zealand?
Yeah, they can't wait. Always can't wait. I think they just they come out and announced last week that we're going back over there for round 22, so really excited, yeah.
Against the Bulldogs.
Can't wait, yeah.
It has been a long time since the guys have played at home.
Yeah, well, I've never played there either.
No, so. Well, you haven't. Yeah. But,
it's been a while, yeah.
I think it was October 2019, the last time.
Roughly 800 days, Paddy.
Good point.
That's, what
I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing, Robert.
Yeah, that's right.
No, all wealth of knowledge.
Yeah. Gotta be good for something.
How are you enjoying the Warriors?
Loving it, mate. Yeah, it's been awesome. My transition over here was... No, really smooth, so, yeah, loving it.
And you're living in paradise. What do you make of the Central Coast?
Yeah, it's awesome. I grew up in Sydney, so I'm only an hour away from here, and I've come to the Central Coast quite a bit, so, yeah, I love it.
Now, you're Paul Sirenen's son. Does your dad give you much advice?
No, the game's changed way too much now. He's just...
He's a dinosaur.
Yeah, he's way past him now, but, I try to talk to him every now and then about, you know, bits and pieces, but it's, never too serious.
But he's also associated, because I saw him on TV, with the New South Wales State of Origin side with Freddie.
Yeah, I don't know how he's got that gig. he's just blown in, but I think he's the team manager or something, so he's filling water bowls up on the side. So.
Yeah.
What do you make of the new rules? You know, they're telling you guys to keep the tackles down, and it's hard to do in the heat of battle. What do you think about it?
Well, you've always had to keep tackles down. It's just they're pulling you up more on it, so it sort of helps me. I'm not the biggest bloke, so I never really go high anyway, so nothing really changes for me.
It keeps you a bit safer?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Is, like, Jazz... Is he as annoying?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Of course he is.
Punish,
Devana.
He's a punish.
Yeah.
He's just relentless, yeah.
Is he the Warriors' biggest pest off the field?
Yeah. Easily.
Give him a break. I like Jazz.
He's
a punish, but.
Hey, mate, now, this is you're in Triple M's Mother Trucker, and we've got loaded full of prizes. You've just got to crack the six-digit code. And I'm hearing that you guys from New Zealand Warriors are adding something to it today.
Yeah, so we've got a signed jersey for you fellas. So I think they're going to organise getting it framed. So
framed, really signed, Warriors jersey.
Yeah.
It's starting to fill up.
Yeah, it is. And, mate, on behalf of everyone, Paddy as well, thank you, Bailey Sirenen. Thank you for joining us in the Mother Trucker here at the Haven on a very cold, cold afternoon.
Anytime, fellas, anytime. Love the company. So.
Yeah.
whenever you're sitting out here by yourselves.
Thanks, Bailey. Good to see you and enjoy the view for a little while.
In summer, we do just this. In summer, we do this in our Speedos, if you want.
Get the budgies on.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's right.
I've got plenty.
That's right. Good for swim.
Bailey Sirenen from the New Zealand Central Coast Warriors. Thanks for joining us in the Mother Trucker today, buddy.
Anytime. Thanks,
go well, fellas. Mate.
Cheers.
Hey, look, have you got a mate? I don't know. I've got a mate. I'm not going to use his name because he might be listening. Don't want to offend anyone.
G'day, Dave.
Hello, mate.
So what?
But he's made this chutney. It's homemade.
And he gave it to you and go,
well,
this
no,
is
the thing
best.
Was, he gave it to me a year ago.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, well, I love it. Because I like buying chutneys and stuff from fruit markets and things like that when I go away. Because it's local produce, support the locals. Anyway, so he gave me a bit and I took it home and I tried it. And then I might have embellished how good it was.
And it was was it?
Like, you know, it was just, you know.
But this is like when your mate gives you home brew. You should taste my home brew.
How good
this is
it?
The nicest beer. And you go, that's a load of crap, but you can't tell them that.
Can't
and
say
they give you the
horrible.
Beer, and then you just put it in the back of the cupboard.
You put it in the back of the cupboard. And it was in the cupboard all year. I'd only gone through a quarter of an inch of this jar of chutney. And then all of a sudden, I'm driving past his house the other day. And he goes, hey, Rob.
Oh, no.
Oh, g'day. I almost said his name. I'll call him Stephen.
Yeah.
G'day, Stephen. it? And he goes, oh, hey, you'll never get it. I've got some more of that chutney. Oh, wow. Made unreal. That's
something
great.
Out of a cartoon character. You're a fool.
Hang on a second. He said, hang on a second. I'll go get it. Yeah. I haven't had time to put those labels on it yet. I said, oh, don't worry about the label.
You don't need a label.
Don't waste time on the label.
No.
You know what's in them?
What?
Chocos. He makes them out of chocos. No. You know where chocos grow best?
Well, yeah.
Next to the outhouse.
Yeah. So this is Rob getting his chutney off his mate. Oh, God.
Now, Paddy, for anyone that's just joined us, Paddy has said on Friday that he reckons he could do 600 push-ups an hour for 3 hours during the show.
Oh, I stink.
That's 1,800 push-ups.
Mate, I stink like a pig. I really do.
Well, that's on the back of a dad in the US doing 1.5 million push-ups over the course. Get down and start, please, pal.
Shut up.
1.5 million push-ups over the course of 1 year. And we worked out, we crunched the numbers, and we reckon that's 666 for 6 hours every day for a year. It's quite extraordinary. Yeah. So Paddy's now getting down he's going to go to 300 here. And you're doing quite well, mate, actually. 300, and we haven't even broken half an hour. So you're ahead of the curve. 25. And I'm questioning whether or not he's actually doing real push-ups. Because I'll just take a video of this, Paddy, because I think everyone needs to see it.
10 to go.
Count them through for me, mate.
4, 45, 46, 47.
I really don't think that.
49.
See, if I was your gym instructor, I'd be all over you and say, mate, please bend your arms in future.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That's 300. 300 and 83 beats per minute.
Oh, you got your heart rate on your watch.
Yeah, I'm just checking that so I don't.
I must say you're doing a really good job. I wouldn't have got 300 out. No way.
I stink like a pig and I sweat.
Oh.
Okay. Honestly, hats off to this bloke who did 1.5 million in a year raising money for charity. You know what? This is a good form of exercise.
It sounds like you're working your way around to conceding that you're not going to actually get through them.
No, pig's bum. The buzzer went off for me to drop and do 50 push-ups because that was the challenge this morning.
Yeah, you don't sound very short of breath. Don't sound like a guy that's just done 50 push-ups.
Because there's this bloke in the US and he did close to 1.5 million push-ups in a year for charity.
That's a lot. And we worked out if he was doing 6 hours a day, which is fair enough because you need a bit of a break or whatever, he'd be doing 666 an hour.
So we'd put it down to about 600. And I've done 600 in the first hour between 6 and 7. But what's happened?
It's a remarkable effort.
It's so busy doing this and trying this.
If they are 600 half push-ups, you may as well have been on your knees for the last 100.
So what I've done, I've decided to retire today. No, come on.
For the good of the show and the studio.
I did 800. See, what happened yesterday? I did 800 yesterday, and I think I blew out, and I should have saved it for today.
As a warm-up,
just to see how I'd go.
What about old mate? He was doing it day after day for a year.
Oh, yeah, but he's probably trained for it. So I've decided, because I've got to press these buttons and stuff, so I can't do it all together. So I've just, after doing 600, I've retired gracefully.
Fair enough.
So thank you, Robert. And you know what, though? I stink. God, I stink.
Did Muhammad Ali just say, I think 6 rounds would be enough?
No, because he'd knock him out. He'd knock him out in the first.
No.
All right, so what have you done now, pal? You've done something smart.
Because of the dad who broke the world record completing 1.5 million push-ups over the course of 1 year, which we worked out is an incredible amount of work.
About 4,000 a day.
Yeah, so that's 666 an hour if he only does it for 6 hours of his day.
Yeah.
And then you got down and you started, you said, oh, mate, I'd do that easy. And I said, no, you wouldn't. You said, piece of cake. Anyway, so you said on Friday to everyone that you were going to do 1,800 push-ups. So that was, I was giving you a discount of a few over the course of 3 hours.
Correct.
And you were just going to do it easy. And then you did a bit of practice yesterday, you said.
Yeah.
And you're feeling a little bit sore this morning.
That's right.
And you got down, you started, and you did do 600 of what you call push-ups over the course of an hour. I just thought it might be a good idea to get someone with a certain level of expertise on the phone to just enlighten us as to what a push-up, I guess, should and shouldn't look like.
Yeah.
And I've gone and got in touch with Greg from Alpha Strength and Physique, who knows you personally, Paddy. G'day, Greg.
Good morning, Greg.
Paddy, Robert, how are we?
Good, thank you, sir.
Very good. Now, look, my friend here, he did get down this morning. His first 50 looked powerful. And then it was after about 150, 200 push-ups, the things really started to shake and get a little loose. And I was just wondering if you might be able to – you've seen Paddy do push-ups before, haven't you?
Mate, I've definitely seen Paddy doing his little crunch and push-up combination on the regular for the last decade.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, I mean, I'm not sure if they actually qualify as one full push-up, do they?
Well, what I would class as a push-up would be where in the bottom position, when your elbows are in a straight line and there's nothing in between, all right? So you're getting down low enough that you could put a sit a ruler or level from elbow to elbow.
Oh, right. What you need is like a 90.
Problem, the problem Paddy may have, you can only go as low as your belly allows.
Yeah. I noticed
but,
that.
No, but for me, it's my nose. And
the nose hits the ground.
That's exactly right. So that is where I had issues this morning, Greg.
Stop dancing around it. Now, would it be better, because like, Paddy does seem to, he doesn't drop a long way. I'm calling him a push-up for him. Would it be just as beneficial for him, and this for anyone that might want to do push-ups and doesn't fancy getting right down on the ground, if Paddy was to lean against something like a table and do them at an angle of 45 degrees, they're still qualified, don't they? No.
No, Clint?
not really. Okay.
For someone in Paddy's sort of advanced fitness level, athletic, Olympic level, I would expect him to, no angle.
No angle.
Fine. Just flat.
Should be flat down. Flat.
If you just get down on the ground and sit your fist under his chest, Rob.
Yeah.
He gets the chest down to your fist each time and we've got good reps.
Chest to my fist?
Yeah, fist distance from the floor.
Well, he was nowhere near that. It would sort of look like if I was holding a 4.2 metre length of decking timber. And you know how it bends down like that until from one end to the ground? It was sort of a bit like that.
It's coming from a bloke who did none, Greg. Absolutely none.
Possibly use the timber to just give him a whack each time he gets a
false threat. All right. I will practice on
encouragement
them.
Timber.
Thank you, Greg, from Alpha Strength and Physique. It's a pleasure to introduce this man. He's from EFTM.com.au and also Channel 9. His name is Trevor Long, our tech expert. Hey, Trevor.
Trev.
Paddy, Rob.
How are you, sir?
Not doing push-ups, that's for sure.
How many do you reckon you could do on the trot?
To do a million push-ups. That's crazy.
What's your best? Like, Paddy reckons he just did 800. Yeah, I'm with you, Trev.
Six?
That's over a week.
Yeah. One push-up's just getting out of bed, isn't it?
I had to pull the pin. I did 800 yesterday just in preparation. I peaked too soon, Trevy. Right,
that's enough. You're talking a big game.
Yeah.
I just don't think anyone cares. I'll be honest. It's just big noting, Paddy. Big noting.
It is. Got to be able to do it somewhere.
Did I tell you my times in the 50-meter swim? I've got them for you. Okay, get to the tech, please. All right,
Rob, how are you, mate?
Yeah, g'day, Trip. Hey, look, I'm really interested in something else entirely, like these Disney tablets that are coming to Big W. What's going on there?
This is crazy. So this is the Big W toy sale they have every year at this time. Lots of cool toys and everything. But what I found was a couple of tablets. There's a page of different tech and stuff there. There's a Samsung tablet for about $300-odd made for kids. But these Disney tablets are unbelievable value and also bloody good. So $159 for a 7-inch tablet. Out of the box, it's easy to set up. The parental controls are just basically a parent agreeing and putting in a pin. So it automatically says, hey, do you want parental controls? Yes. An hour a day, 2 hours on the weekends? Yes. And it's straight up, the kids are ready to go, but with those parental controls, that screen time limit's built in. And the thing is, there's a bunch of apps you can download, but there's no standard app store. So they can't download apps that are going to cost money, that they're going to need in-app payments and all that kind of stuff. They're just Disney-vetted apps. So there's a bunch of Disney apps themselves, plus things like Cut the Rope and Subway Surfer, things that kids would know and love. So, look, my little sport brats have their own iPads. They're lucky. They love these things, even though they're a much more affordable tablet, but they come with this rubber buffer around them so they can be dropped and bumped, no dramas at all. Toy Story, Cars movie, or Frozen, your choice of themes. Very cool for $159.
Might give one for Rob. But what about the Big W toy sales? Will the parents have to be fighting for them up the aisles or can get them online as well?
I think there's a bit of online, yes. So I'd be looking urgently now. And maybe they still do lay-bys. Maybe.
Yeah.
So is it all Disney stuff? If it's not done by Disney, it's not on the tablet. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but no, not entirely. So it's essentially primarily Disney stuff, but then there's a bunch of other games and apps there. But like things like YouTube's not there. So it has it's a very safe walled environment I've found as a tablet. And it's perfect for kids who really just want something that you want, yeah, something to play with and something to do.
And Trev, Sony got their latest in-ear headphones, but they do come at a cost, mate.
Yeah, mate, $450, probably the most expensive in-ears you'll get generally. There are some more expensive, but I've got to tell you, stunning. Like, really, really good sound quality. I was very impressed with these. Sony are, in my mind, the leader in in-ear and over-ear noise cancelling. So they've really topped the pops with these ones.
Mate, so $450, what's the difference between those and the iPhone ones?
Look, when you pump the volume up, you're really going to notice, I think, a better audio quality, a better sound quality with these. And I think their noise cancelling is a touch above. So you're paying a $100 premium for these over the best AirPods. And I think it's well worth it.
Yeah, well worth it. But what happens when you get tinnitus in about 10, 15 years because you've been pumping the volume on your Sony's a little too hard?
Don't pump the volume, okay? Just tweak it down, find the right spot. You get good battery life from these guys too as well, by the way.
Hey, Kev, Trevor, we're going
to
ask
that'd
you
that'd drown mum out telling you to clean your room, wouldn't it? Mate, just turn it up.
Here at Triple M, we are doing the greatest decade of rock, right? It's the Triple M's GOAT, greatest rock's greatest decade of all time, 70s, 80s, 90s, or 2000s. Now, we want you to vote, Triple M. .com.au. What is your greatest decade, Trevi?
I'm going to say the 80s. Right. I think the 80s was the best, but that is because I'm a child of the 70s, so it's probably just, you know, growing up in that era, I reckon.
So we'll get you some Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
What about Back in Black? Like, that is...
Like Wham. Did you like Wham?
Yeah. Not really. Okay. Oh, I mean, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, but that's about it.
Yeah. All right, Trevi Long, our expert. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
See you, boys.
Listen, what about this? We've got to have a look at this. This on the weekend, having a look at quick look at sport. The Mariners, it wasn't a happy hunting ground, Robert.
No,
at the
that
stadium
was
on
that's
the weekend.
Unfortunate, isn't it?
In the elimination final, they got done 2-0.
It MacArthur. Didn't get any better for the Warriors.
No, Warriors, they got whopped by Melbourne. Well, Melbourne's such a good side.
Thank goodness
such
the Dragons.
Such a good. Oh, what about that? What about the Dragons losing to the Bulldogs?
Oh, that dragon.
Unbelievable. What are you doing?
I thought it was about dragon that played before the Warriors to put a just to put a shining spotlight on Central Coast Stadium over the course of a disastrous weekend for them.
Boyd Cortner from the Roosters, he's retired yesterday. That was big news, Robert. That was really big news.
Yeah, well, he had to. Yeah. I mean, he could see the writing on the wall, and he's taken the advice of the medical staff around him and said, you know, he wants to be around. He wants to be... He wants to have his act together.
And he's been concussed too many times.
One of the hardest players in the game. Arguably, you know, just one of the toughest competitors rugby league's seen in a while. Yeah. And he's got to stop with all that still in the tank, with all that ability still in the tank. He's had to stop because of head injuries.
Yeah, the worst kick ever goes to Darren Lockyer before Parramatta.
Darren Lockyer
and the Tigers.
Did he make a comeback?
No, he was doing with Channel 9, and he was going back to the commentary team how he used to kick, because he, you know, he kicked like no tomorrow. Hundreds of conversions.
Oh, just over and over.
He amassed something like 1,195 career points, 67% conversion rate.
So was he giving the Broncos a bit of how too?
No, and this is at the stadium, and so he was just wearing his, you know, just his going out boots, and this is Daz.
I'm going to have a crack in the. I'm going to have a crack in the boots, all right? Put my head down for as long as you can. Actually, I don't think I make a distance.
Here he goes.
Here we go, pressure's on.
He's gone over. He is going
flat on his back.
Oh, I've never seen James Racy, our local man, laugh so much. It was just hilarious. But also, probably the big news from
the
weekend.
That's what you get for trying to kick goals in Aaron Williams, right?
Danish footballer Christian Eriksen. The leading sports cardiologist has warned football fans will never see it again. Did you watch that footage, Rob?
I saw footage of them all gather around this guy. He just collapsed on the field.
Yeah, he did. And this was the commentator. This is the commentator. They formed a shield around him. They put up screens. The players as they perform CPR.
Play is going to be halted again, and this does look serious. Well, Christian Eriksen in some distress by the look of things.
Yeah.
Now, had he died on the field?
Yes. Yes. And he was brought back to life.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Shows you the importance of things like CPR.
And you know what, mate? When I was thinking about this last night, like, just say if he was back at his hotel room or at home or whatever, and that would have happened. Just hypothetically.
If you're by yourself.
If you're by yourself.
If you're by yourself.
That's it.
Good night, Irene.
That's it. Yeah. Where lucky, he was lucky that it happened there on the field with all the first aid emergency responders around him. And
that sort of, that can happen to anyone. He's one of the fittest characters running around the strip and just
look
collapsed.
Look at that happen. So
can happen to anyone.
But he's tweeted, he's still in hospital recovering well. So well done to him. That was huge.
How relieved must his family
be. Unbelievable.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.